Jerusalem, Judea, AD 33. The Jewish Passover festival had just finished. Everything seemed normal. A suicide, a few crucifixions, triumphant processions and a fight in the temple. Life as usual. Which is why it was so surprising when something weird happened. My name is Monday. Maxwell Monday Jr. I'm a private investigator.
And I'm sorry that I could not be who I should be.
The case of the missing corpse.
There's only me.
A Maxwell Monday mystery.
Accept me as I am, for I come all the way. Accept me as I am, even with this bit of clay. Oh, have mercy on me today.
The day in question started like any other day. I was sitting at my desk in my office. Like all good offices, it was in downtown Jerusalem. Unlike the good offices, it was also down an alleyway, down a flight of stairs, down a corridor, third door on the left, and mind the rats. I was reading the newspaper.
Hey, Cleo, what's a seven-letter word beginning with M that stands for the anointed king of God?
Cleo would have been the perfect secretary if she'd been blonde, taller, slimmer, better-looking, punctual, efficient, or possessing any skills whatsoever. Still, with the peanuts I was paying, even monkeys turned me down.
Don't call me Cleo! Where do you get these stupid questions from?
Things were proceeding as usual. Slowly, tediously, with seemingly no connection to any form of income. Then suddenly there came a knock at the door. Even then, I knew it was going to be a long day.
Thomas called Digimus to see you, Max.
Send him in, secretary, and bring us some coffee.
Yes, sir.
That's the ugliest secretary I've ever seen.
Thomas seemed a respectable sort. Smart, and possibly even reliable enough to pay us. Maybe not too quick on the uptake, though, and he had a sceptical error, which didn't bode well for my expenses claim.
Good morning. Can I call you Digimus?
No, just call me Thomas. Did you miss the message?
What message?
I had my doubts about you getting it.
Look, what can I do for you?
I wanted to hire the best private detective in Jerusalem.
So you came to me?
No, I went to the best private detective in Jerusalem. He was busy. Then I went to the second best private detective in Jerusalem. He was... Well, to cut a very long story short, I came to you.
How about you sit down and tell me your problem?
A friend of mine, named Joseph of Arimathea, has had a situation with a tomb over the weekend.
So he's an undertaker?
Actually, he's a member of the council. He just runs a little funeral service on the side. Which brings me to the problem. Grave robbers.
Oh, I hate them. One broke into the cemetery last week and walked off with a tombstone. Sorry, my little joke. I assume you mean the kind that break into tombs and steal the treasure buried with the dead people.
Exactly. Only these guys, whoever they were, weren't interested in treasure. They took the body.
That's different.
Well, there's always been something different about the man who was buried there.
King Tut?
No, a man named Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth. What is that?
I think the doorbell's gone haywire again. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, I think I came across the name in the obituaries.
You can read?
For your information, I always enjoy the political section.
It looks like you're reading Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown can be very political. Anyway, this guy was crucified, right?
Right. On Friday.
Friday. That means we don't have much time to find the body and ID it before... Ew.
So you'd better get cracking.
Hey, when do we get paid for this?
Payment by results. You get the money when I get the body. Until I see the nail marks in his hand and put my finger where the nails were... and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it.
Ugh. Oh, ugh.
I have gloves.
What do you care about this body? Who was he to you, anyway?
Let's just say I care and leave it at that. You might like to start by questioning some of the soldiers who were on guard outside the tomb.
A Roman guard was outside the tomb and it still got robbed.
Talk to them, not to me.
Coffee's up. Oh, for crying out loud, not again. Can't you keep a client long enough to boil water?
Relax, we've got a client and a job to do.